USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Funding to finish the border wall, still a major sticking point between Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill, as another partial government shutdown could happen. Alabama's senior senator, Republican Richard Shelby, meeting with President Trump about negotiations on border security. The discussion aimed at avoiding another partial government shutdown. Shelby, who is chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, says he expects some sort of a deal to be reached by Monday. Shelby speaking with reporters on Capitol Hill after his meeting with the president and the vice president.
I had a very positive conversation with the president and the vice president. I believe he was very reasonable with us.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 220 points, the NASDAQ down 86, and the S&P 500 down 25. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A huge cloud looms over the top three Democrats in Virginia. The governor, Democrat Ralph Northam, accused of being in a picture showing a man in blackface standing with someone in a white KKK outfit. He denies it's him. The lieutenant governor, Democrat Justin Fairfax, accused of sexual assault by a woman who claims he attacked her and forced her into a sex act. Fairfax admits to an encounter, but says it was consensual. And the Attorney General, Democrat Mark Herring, issuing an apology for wearing blackface at a party back in 1980. In other news, President Trump speaking at the annual prayer breakfast.
President Trump, speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast, assured his audience that his administration will protect religious liberties.
My administration has taken historic action to protect religious liberty.
The president also spoke out against abortion.
Every life is sacred, and every soul is a precious gift from heaven.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA Radio Consumer News Now. A new study finds some Americans routinely putting their personal data at risk without even realizing it. For example, using public Wi-Fi or tossing mail in the trash. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
More than 9 out of 10 U.S. adults have been guilty of at least one risky data security behavior in the past year, according to a new CreditCards.com report that says the most common data security mistake is reusing your online passwords, which could contribute to identity theft. Other common risky behaviors include using a public Wi-Fi network, saving passwords and payment info, carrying a social security card in your purse or wallet, and throwing out mail that has personal data on it without shredding it first. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The very latest now on the situation in Venezuela. Here's USA Radio's John Clements.
Abrams said the time for talks with Maduro had long passed. It now is the time for some of his friends, like Cuba or Russia, to give him asylum.
Well, he's got friends in places like Cuba and Russia. And there are some other countries, actually, that have come to us privately and said they'd be willing to take members of the current illegitimate regime if it would help the transition.
President Trump has said a military option for Venezuela is still on the table. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.